So much can distract you from achieving your goals and dreams. Is there a way to balance your work with other things you enjoy doing that will not make you feel like your time is being abused? At Born to Lead program, we help you to discover or rediscover your purpose or plan for life. We tell you how to find purpose in life. We are all born with a purpose. Join us on the journey to discover how other people have successfully achieved their dream or are on the path of doing so, and how you can do the same. This is Born to Lead. My name is Kizito, and I'm your host. Join us here now on 104.6 Planet FM. Good afternoon, Auckland. Good afternoon, New Zealand. And wherever you are, greetings to you. This is the Born to Lead program coming to you live from Planet FM Studio. Us from the business capital of New Zealand, Auckland. It's a beautiful day coming to you live from the Planet FM Studios. And as usual, this is your Born to Lead show. My name is Kizito and I'm your host. So today is a special edition of the Born to Lead show, and thank you for those of you who have tuned in and listening to us live on Facebook. Welcome on the show once again. So it is Mental Health Awareness Week. I'll be talking about making some few discussions on mental health. And we might be able to open the lines for you to share whatever you want to share for today, because it's a special edition of mental health. And we believe that a lot of people have got stories to share as well. So stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in. I can see people on the line. So, Adi, thank you for tuning in on the Born to Lead show on Facebook. So thank you all for tuning in to the Born to Lead show. So as I said earlier, so this week is Mental Health Week, and we're gonna be talking about this particular topic, and we know that it's a challenge in New Zealand when it comes to mental health. It's something that we are finding it a bit challenging to curb the situation as a nation. Because the number of people that take their lives every year keeps increasing. So we're going to be having some discussions, and we open the lines today on the Born to Lead show for people to probably talk about some of the things that they've been doing during the week at your workplaces, in your communities, at home, whatever contributions you are making to celebrate this particular week. Thank you, my spiritual director, spiritual father, David Adelowo, who is my pastor for RCCG New Zealand. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook. So we're going to be sharing some of these things, and as I said, the lines will be open. So if you are in New Zealand and you want to share a story, or you want to contribute, or probably you have some recommendations or suggestions for the government as well as the stakeholders involved, we'll be more than happy to have you contribute that as well. So feel free to call in when we open the lines. And so this week, being the Mental Health Week, every year in New Zealand we pick up a particular theme for the week. And this particular week, Mental Health Awareness Week, the theme for the week is called Let Nature In and Strengthen Your Well-Being. So, Let Nature In and Strengthen Your Well-Being. Matei Taeo Kaya Whakapakari Tō Oranga, that is in Maori. So let nature in, strengthen your well-being. And before we probably dig into some of these things, coming to well-being, what are some of the things that you can do to kind of uplift yourself, and embrace nature, to which can in a way help you to curb some of the things that we face mentally. We want to dig into some of the facts and the statistics when it comes to mental health in New Zealand. So according to the statistics today, in 2000 and 2017, so 2017-2018, that is July 2017 to June 2018. So that is the calendar year for the statistics when it comes to mental health. So 668 people died suspected of suicide. That according to the Chief Coroner's report, 668 people died of what? Suicide. And it breaks my heart for me to tell you that the people of the land, that is our indigenous people, Maori, continue to disproportionately be affected, you know, by this. So they are the ones, especially Maori men, are the ones who are largely affected by this particular situation. So the chief coroner made a report, and according to the report, according to the chief coroner of New Zealand, that is Judge Deborah Marshall, who released the provisional suicide report some few days ago, or a few, I think, weeks, something like that. As I said, so 2017-2018, we had 668 people taking their lives in New Zealand. So the New Zealand suicide rate, the number of suicides per 100,000 population, is at the highest level since the provisional statistics were first released in 2007-2008. That is about 10 years ago, and has increased for the fourth year in a row. So, which means 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017 to 18, it's always been increasing. So, and it's never been static. It's always was going up. Thank you, Jen Paul, for tuning in on the Bontoli Show. This is very worrying when you hear the numbers, when you hear, you know, what the experts are saying. It's very worrying, as if we don't have any solution to this problem. Because if you got a situation where it keeps getting worse and we cannot curb the situation, then what will happen next? What will happen tomorrow? So it is something that I feel we need to pay more attention to. And it's not just about throwing resources at it, but probably finding other ways to kind of curb the situation. If what we have is not working, we need to broaden, you know, our stakeholder engagement and find out what are the other things that we can do as a nation to address this issue. So Chief Coroner said recommendations made in the last year include facilitating better information sharing between healthcare professionals, ensuring that adequate and up-to-date training in suicide risk assessment is taken by counselors and psychotherapists, and making policy changes to how mental health referrals are handled by district health boards or DHBs. However, the same comment is often repeated by coroners. If you think someone is at risk, support them to reach the appropriate services as soon as possible. And this is coming from the Chief Coroner, Deborah Marshall. And that is her statement. It keeps getting worse. And we keep making the same statement every year, that consult health professionals, provide adequate, up-to-date training for suicide risk assessment. You know, counselors and physiotherapists are there to help. You know, helplines are available 24/7. You know, referrals, all that. District head boards are doing their part. And still, with all these resources available, we are still having an increase in suicide rates when it comes to, you know, mental health. And I believe that it is about time that probably we look at other possible options or solutions as a nation. So, as I said, we're going to open the lines and feel free to contribute or to say something when we open the lines. So, we're going to be giving you some tips. And this is our little way of also contributing. And this is largely from the Mental Health Awareness Week, you know, programs that they have designed to help people to address some of these issues. So as I said, today or this week, what we had for the theme is what? Is a later aim to, I think, let later aim the well-being of our, let later aim strengthen your well-being. Yeah, that's the thing. So let later aim strengthen your well-being. So what are some of the things that we can do? So they have got five fantastic ways to help, you know, nurture our well-being when it comes to mental health. And these things, I believe, they can help. You know, they can help us to connect and then also to be able to be better. You know, there's nothing better than anything natural. If something is natural, obviously, it's more better than what something that has been made, you know, by man. So we know connecting with nature promotes positive mental health. And research shows that five ways to well-being is one. Number one, to give. Two, connect. Keep learning. Be active. And then take notice. So these are the five ways to well-being in nature. That is, you have to give, you need to connect, you need to keep on learning, be active, and what? Take notice. And so these are the things that could help you balance and build resilience as well as boost your mental well-being. So we're going to be looking into these five ways in details very soon. So and these things have been researched and designed by the New Economics Foundation, that is NEF, in their particular report called the Foresight Project on Mental Capacity and Well-being. So that is the word. Thank you, Adriana Hene, all the way from US. Thank you for tuning in on the Born to Lead Show. So we're going to be looking at the New Economics Foundation's report, which is titled Foresight Project on Mental Capacity and Well-being. So according to the NEF, who conducted this particular research, which obviously is up to date, I believe, they found the evidence, and also according to the report, that building five actions into the day-to-day lives is important for the well-being of individuals, families, or family, communities, organizations, you know, at workplaces, and all that. So these five actions are pillars, if I should put it this way, that could help you to kind of overcome some of your mental challenges as a person or as an individual, as a community, as a group. So, and these things, you can introduce any of these actions into your life anytime and will begin to feel the benefit. So any of these five things that I've been, we'll be discussing, if you're able to introduce some of them in your life, you begin to feel the impact and then also the benefit of that as well. So the first thing that we want to talk about is to connect. What does that mean, to connect? See, you can connect in so many ways. Connect with the people around you, your family, you know, your family, your friends, your colleagues, your neighbors. You know, you don't have to be isolated. You have to connect with people. So connect at home, connect at your workplace, connect at school, connect at your community, at church. All these places are social agents, or what again, the social agents that you can connect, you know, with, to help you, you know, be able to develop something more useful when it comes to taking care of your mental health. So building these connections will support and enrich you every day. It is very important, you know, for us to talk to people, for us to connect with the people around us. And I believe that, and I strongly believe that it will help, you know, for us to be better when it comes to mental health. So what are some of the detailed things that we can do? So some of the things that we can do to connect with our people around us, like our families and family and relatives, as well as those at school and communities and our workplaces. So say, become involved in groups. Join your local craft, sports, or car, hobby, or book club. Join, be part of a society, be part of a club, be part of a group that can help you, you know, to grow and even to enrich your knowledge as well as your social interaction. You know, when it comes to, because the more you talk to people, the more you become active, the lesser you be thinking about, you know, some of these things that make you feel like you are not worth living. You know, so you have to be able to join some of these groups that will help you, you know, to be a better person. You know, the other thing that we want to talk about is also that organize, you know, photo competitions with friends and colleagues, you know, something like that. And if you are a mom with a baby, you know, you can do a baby photo competition. You know, you just try and connect with people in the same situation. So if you are same home mom, or you are you're a mom with a new baby, you know, what are the moms with the new babies in my area, in my community, or probably in my neighborhood, you know, and try and do something together. These are some of the things that would take your mind off the stress that you have to go through and all that. So, and also host like something like potluck dinner, or have a barbecue, you know, at home with your neighbors and family and friends, your family, you know, bring a kai from different cultures, you know, or food or something to share a plate, you know, with your neighbors, with your friends and family members, you know. So it's and this is all part of what building that relationship or strengthening that relationship you have with these people. So, and gather some friends maybe for a movie evening, or ask people to share a film, you know, they like, you know, something like that. You know, smile at a stranger, you know, when you're walking on the street, you know, you don't know this person anywhere, but smile. I get that a lot. When people smile at me, I smile back. You know, you don't have to be, you know, like, so, like, serious. You know, when people smile at you, I smile back, you know, and it's good. And then that is an instant connection, you know, that you can have. You don't necessarily have to know the person to smile back. When people smile at you, it's a signal that, you know, maybe you're having a good day, you know, and you smile back, probably that will make your day better as well. So that is something that we have to take into consideration. So find more opportunities for humor in home by starting a family joke collection or something like that. Connect, you know, with your family, grab some mates, and get into the great outdoor on the bush walk. You know, it's like, go for a walk, you know, go surfing, you know, go for a hike, you know, and bike riding, all that. You know, you got to be out there. And some, all these things, you have to connect with people to make it work. Don't try and just go and do it yourself. Try and connect with people, you know, to come together and make it fun. You know, make it, you know, something more interesting. You know, take time to read your local newspapers or newsletter, or go on the website, find out what is going on, you know, and be part of some of these activities, you know, and cultural performances, you know, organize group outing and all that. And then lastly, what I can say when it comes to connecting, you know, with the people around you, you know, try and take some time off from all these technology. You can have something like family Wi-Fi or TV or text-free day. So this day, no text, no phones, nothing. You know, we're gonna stay away from our laptops, our phones, and everything, and then just you know, and bring out these old board games and, you know, all these things that can, you can directly connect with people without necessarily involving technology, you know. And I believe that these are some of the things that could help you, you know, and you'd be surprised, you know, how much fun that can be without having your phone, without having your laptops, you know, or watching movies or Netflix and all that. You just, you know, naturally, you know, connect with you. Thank you, Noah, for tuning in on the Born to Lead Show. So these are some of the things that you could do, you know, to help you to be able to be better. And it's an opportunity for you to talk to people. It's an opportunity for you to share. It's an opportunity for you to love. It's an opportunity for you to be able to engage, reconnect with the people around you, you know. So that is the first thing you have to give. Connect. So the second thing we want to talk about is give. You know, as the book, good book says, or the Bible says, that there's more blessing in giving than receiving. And I've experienced it in my life at many times and in various ways. It's a more blessing to give. When you give, you feel happier. There's something in giving, you know, that is so special than collecting all the time or enjoying all the time. When you give, you feel very special. You feel some sense of satisfaction and some level of, you know, responsibility, and also as well as you being part of finding a solution to something. That is some of the things when it comes to giving, you know. So it's good to give. Do something nice for a friend or for a stranger. You might not necessarily have to know the person. You know, you can give, totally give to a stranger. You know, you give something, you know, for people who are homeless. You know, I was discussing with someone, said, well, what that person does with the money is none of your business. You know, you have been blessed by giving. So your notion is to be a blessing to someone and not necessarily be interested in what that person is going to use the money for. Because if you drill down to those details, then you will never do anything good. So your part is to give, and give out of your heart. Give cheerfully, you know, and as I said, it doesn't have to be people you know. You can give to strangers on the street, you know, and probably organizations and all these people who are trying to do good things, you know, in the society. And thank someone, you know, smile and volunteer your time by joining a community group. You know, give your time, give your resources. So it's not just about your money, but also probably your time and things that you are good at. Okay? So what makes you special? What you can give? It's not just about money. So you can give your time. Can you give maybe your expertise when it comes to some of these areas? What can you give back to the community? What can you give back to society? That is the most important thing. So seeing yourself and your happiness linked to the wider community can be incredibly rewarding and increases or creates connection with the people around you. It feels good to give, as I said earlier. You know, I've done this many times and in various ways. It feels great to give. And everybody has something to offer. You know, we were not born or created to just take, 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 take. No, you are created to be in a capacity to give back. And everybody has something, you know, to give or to offer. So how would you play your part? Or how have you played your part this week, being the mental health week? So these are some of the things that we could do, or we encourage, you know, for you to be part of when it comes to giving. So join or start or develop a neighborhood, you know, time bank or a neighborhood watch. You know, try and give back to the community. You know, take opportunities to support and advocate for groups, your friends, your family, your family, your neighbors in need. So if you see that there's a need in the community, what can you do to give back to that particular community that you live in, or your neighborhood that you live in? It's very important. Give a smile away. So it could be as simple as a smile. You know, smiling to a stranger, someone that you have just met on the street. You smile to them and they will smile back. Even if they don't smile back, it's okay. You know, you have given. You know, that is the most important thing. It is not about the result. It's not about what you expect, the expectation, you know, when you are giving. It's about giving cheerfully, you know, and obviously from your heart. So you can be very disappointed if you have some level of expectation when you give. Because people will always disappoint you. Society may disappoint you. But if you give out of your heart and cheerfully, without necessarily thinking about what you expect to get back from that giving, I think you will be fine. You will be okay. So give a smile away. or give something to strangers, people that you have never met before. And I believe that that will make you a better person. Organize or promote random acts of kindness, you know, at school, at your work, you know, maybe in your community, you know, as a group. These are things that can also help you, you know, when it comes to giving. And while driving, stop and let a car into the traffic. And sometimes I do this a lot, you know, and sometimes people behind me will be hooting their horn as if, you know, it's an offense to give away for someone to, you know, get in. It's okay. One or two cars, especially when there's traffic ahead of you, you are stuck. So what stops you from allowing one or two cars to kind of join, you know, the traffic? You know, it's a nice way. It's a nice gesture. You know, you have to do it. And sometimes when people refuse, you're so hard on not letting people in. I'm like, where are you going? It's even this traffic. So, I mean, allowing one or two cars, how many seconds would you lose to get to your destination? You know, but it's a nice gesture. And sometimes people will just wave, or they'll give you their, flick their light to thank you, you know. Even if you don't get a recognition or people don't thank you, it's okay. I mean, you have given out of your heart, you know. And I believe that it makes you a better person. So, other things that we could do, or we could find ourselves, you know, offering when it comes to giving, is to offer to mow the grass verge of your neighbor. And this is something that sometimes I do. If I'm mowing and my neighbor's verge is also, or the the lawn, you know, on my, because we share it, okay, that's the berm. So we share a berm. So if I'm mowing my berm and my neighbor's berm is also overgrown, I mow everything instead of just trying to divide it and mow your part and then leave the other part, you know, fully grown. I mean, what's the point? It will take you about 2 or 3 minutes to just mow everything. So why do you have to divide it? And I do it. And what I've noticed is that since I started doing it, when my neighbor is also mowing the lawn, he also mows everything instead of mowing his part of the berm. So you see, when you do something and people see it, you know, and they see that it's good, you know, their conscience will tell them that, look, when your neighbor mows, he mows everything. So why would you divide? So he will also mow it. Why not? Gets to his time. So these are some of the things that, you know, could have a positive impact on other people. What do you do? How you give back, and the contributions that you make to make things better for yourself and the people around you. So join, the other thing we can do is that join a community cleanup day. So, and this is so awesome. So I'm part of an organization called JCI, Junior Chamber International, where we have over 100,000 members across the world, you know, and over 100 nations, and I think over 200,000 members in over 100 nations. And we had a World Cleanup Day, I think, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, something like 2 weeks ago. I think on the 15th of September. I'm not too sure. Yeah, about some weeks ago. And we want to clean up, you know, Onipoto, yeah, which is at North Shore. And it was an awesome thing to do, you know, to join other people, you know, to kind of give back, you know. By, I've never been to Onipoto. I don't go there. There's a playground and also a lake where, so we went around clean, you know, around the lake as well as the playground, picked up all the rubbish, everything, you know. I live at South Auckland, and I went to North Shore to clean. So I might probably not be there, you know, for a very long time. But, you know, it does. You don't have to benefit directly or indirectly from the place to be able to give back, you know. So it could be a totally strange place, you know, for you to be back. The most important thing is giving back, you know, to the community. So you can also do something like tree planting project with friends and family. You have fruit trees pop your excess fruit out on the street with the help, yourself sign, you know, when people are passing by, you know, they can what, you know, help themselves, because, you know, probably you might not be selling those fruits, you know, coming from your fruit tree at your backyard. So, you know, or maybe you can gather them, put them in front of your house so that people can help them. So these are things that, you know, they are little things, and they really help, and they make you feel good, you know, sometimes when you do some of these things. So nothing stops you from giving it a shot, and it stops you from trying them, you know, to see how good they feel when you do some of these things. And then also something like donating your old toys and books and sports equipment and clothes and all these things, you know, to the people in need, or the needy people, you know, charities that could send them to developing countries, you know, or even within our own communities. There are some people, you know, who cannot afford, you know, some of these things. So at least when you don't need them, you can just give them to some of these charities to help the people in need. Help with school work bees and fundraisers, you know, offer to help older neighbors, you know, the older people or the elderly people in your community, you know, to kind of do something for them. You know, these are some of the things that we could do, you know, to help. And then lastly, give a compliment, you know, to someone. That is also a nice way of giving. You know, giving someone your compliment is also an awesome thing to do. Now, the third thing that we can discuss or talk about when it comes to mental health, you know, the five ways, you know, to well-being, is also take note or take notice. So be curious and catch sight of the beautiful, you know, remark on the unusual. Notice the changing seasons. Try savoring the moment, whether you are walking to work or eating lunch or talking to friends. Be aware of the world around you and what you are feeling. Reflecting on your experiences will help you appreciate what matters to you. So you always have to be curious and be cautious of what is happening around you. Don't just be don't keep a blind eye on things around you. You have to be alert, let me put it this way, you know, when it comes to things happening around you. Learn useful techniques to become more aware of life as it is happening. Stop for a while. Maybe you can take about 10 mindful breaths in and out, calming the body and the mind. Then simply rest where you are, noticing everything that is going on, you know, around you. So these practices, you know, incorporate four key aspects of mindfulness, that is stopping, calming, resting, and noticing. So this is something that you can do to help you be able to be in a position to be mindful, you know, pause for a while and just listen to yourself, you know, and do things, you know, that will make you, sometimes when you go to the GP, you know, your doctor, you know, and they want to listen to some part in your body, they tell you breathe in, you know, breathe out. And sometimes I wonder what are they trying to do. I think they are trying to notice something within you, and for that to happen, you know, they need to do that kind of exercise, you know, for them to be able to probably have a better idea what is happening to you. And I feel that these natural steps, you know, helps you to calm down, you know, helps you to, you know, be more like calm and, you know, be able to notice what is happening, you know, in your body, you know, what is happening around you and all that. So that is something that is very useful. And then also be mindful of the first mouthful of food you eat. So see if you can really pay attention to all the flavors and textures of your food. So the act of chewing and the act of swallowing during the meal, see if you can be aware of the first two mouthfuls of food and so on. So, I mean, these are things that, you know, you could do, and maybe they could help, because there's not only one way of killing, you know, the cat, you know. So there's so many ways, you know, that what you can do to help you to be able to start noticing things within you and then also around you. So take the opportunity to sit quietly in a busy place like an airport and or a mall and notice the interactions between people. Just be watching what people are doing, and that is part of noticing what is happening around you. You know, and sometimes this is where people who are now millionaires or billionaires get ideas from. You just go somewhere and just sit down, calm, and then just be quiet and then listen and look at things happening around them. And for all you know, they develop ideas. They might see something that is lacking, something that they feel, if I could do this, this could solve this particular challenge or it could be a solution to this problem. So it's sometimes good to try it out, you know, to get out of your work environment during breaks. So sometimes I personally go for a walk, you know, during my lunchtime or after lunch, you know, about 15 minutes walk, come back, you feel so refreshed, you know, when you go for a little break, you know, during your work time or during when you're at work. You know, take some footsteps and the environment, you know, around you. And then also climb, you know, a tree, you know, swim and in the sea. Do something, you know, that will make you a bit more relaxed. You know, so those are some of the things, you know, that you can do. You can spend some time gardening or create a green space in your home or at your office. You know, take notice of the night sky, the stars, you know, and all that. You know, go for a bush walk and then to try and identify different animals and plants, you know, species, you know, because nature is beautiful. So sometimes you have to get out of all these busy environments and just go and relax somewhere and just enjoy the environment, enjoy nature. You know, because it's such a beautiful place. And when you travel, you see a lot of things because it makes you grow. It makes you learn. It makes you a better person when you travel. So, and I can tell people have been here, they've migrated to this country for about 20, 50 plus years, and they've not even been to the next town or probably up north or down south. You know, you have to travel, you know, to have widen your horizon, you know, or your experience, you know, when it comes to knowledge. So practice gratitude, you know, and in the end of the day, ask friends, family members and colleagues what the best thing was about their day and listening with interest when they respond. You know, so these are some of the things that you could do. Begin meetings with a karakaya, that is a prayer, you know, a short reflection, you know, inspiring quotes, you know, followed by a brief silent period, you know, and all these things. These are things that could help you to be able to be better at some of the things that you do. So, yeah, so those are some of the things that we could do as well. And then also the fourth thing that we can do is like keep learning. The knowledge is power, as they say. So it's only a foolish person who says that I will not learn again or I will stop learning. So because knowledge is power. When you know, it's, but when you don't know, there's nothing you can do. I mean, recently, one of my friends, that is Dr. Samuel Kunda, shared something that he had, an experience he had with his two boys, you know, where, you know, he realized that if you don't know something, you know, your knowledge stops at particular, you know, point, you know, sometimes you lose the argument or you lose something because there's nothing much you can say or nothing much you can do. Why? Because you don't know. But if you read wide, if you acquire more knowledge, then you are able to contribute more. Why? Because you know. You know, when it comes to the field of engineering, by the grace of God, because I've got a degree in engineering, I'm able to at least share my knowledge when it comes to some of these things. But if you take me to the medical field, I'm probably, most of the times, I have no idea what they are. But imagine if I was a medical doctor as well. Of course, I'm able to contribute when it comes to medical issues. So knowledge is power. If you don't know, you're incapacitated. There's nothing much you can do. So try you know, to do something new or rediscover an old interest. Sign up for that course or take a different responsibility at work. You know, learn to play an instrument, learn how to cook, you know, your favorite food or something, you know, the favorite food of your partner. Something like learn something new. Set a challenge you will enjoy achieving. Learn new things that will make you more confident as well. And make it fun. Sometimes they got to be fun. You know, seek out new experiences and dare yourself. Put a challenge to yourself. Dare yourself that I want to do this by the end of this week. I want to get this thing done by the end of the month or by the end of the year or by the end of this particular month. I want to be able to be at least maybe knowledgeable or be confident in doing A, B, and C. Dare yourself. Put a challenge. And I believe that, and which means that you got to set goals, you know. And I believe that if you do some of these things, you'll be able to expand your thinking faculty and as well as your knowledge when it comes to some of these things. So what are some of the basic things that we can do when it comes to learning or probably getting to expand our knowledge faculty? So we have learned something you don't know about the area in which you live by checking out the local notice boards and for interesting talks and events. So that's something you can do. So if you don't know much about your neighborhood, you know, the best place to go is the local councils, notice boards and all that. See what is happening, events coming and all that, what is happening around, maybe the history, you know, of your neighborhood and all that. These are some of the things that you could do. Write a bucket list, you know, try to do something that you've always wanted to do, but you've never actually had the time to do it or you've not even actually done it. So you can, you know, and this means by setting goals that I want to do this by the end of the month or by the end of the year or, you know, whatever it is. And be able to work towards it to achieve it. Start learning musical instrument. Find out and try out new recipe for a meal or cake or a dessert. You know, commit to identifying a new plant every day for a year. This is something doable. You know, you can do this, you know, and try and hold and learn something, you know, in different languages as well, in Maori, in Latin, in French, you know, what are some of the basic things. And sometimes you never know the benefit of some of these things until probably you travel, you find yourself in Spain, you find yourself in France, you know, where, you know, I mean, these things can help you in certain situations. Basic words in different languages could help you, you know, be able to even communicate at a point in need. You know, so when it comes to some of these things, visit a local public library, discover the name of the Iwi or the Hapu, the Mwanga, the Awa of the places, you know, you live. So these are some of the main, you know, Maori or the indigenous things that you could know in your area, your neighborhood, you know, what is the Iwi in your neighborhood? You know, you have to know. These are some of the things that, you know, you should be able to probably get it at the end of your fingertips, you know, as a New Zealander or probably wherever you are, you find yourself in. So memorize new words every week. So you practice it using it among your friends and family. Learn another language, you know, Maori, French, you know, Samoan, Tongan, Hispanic. Learn something new. Learn something. And as I said, some of these things, you never know their benefit until you travel. Then you get to know that, wow, this is really, really important. You know, put your hand up for new challenge. Also, pass on any latest research you find that relates to your profession or your sector. You know, get your colleagues to bring their favorite nonfiction book to work on a book swap. You know, so these are some of the things that you could do to kind of help you become a better person. Thank you, Danny. I'm Pofu, who's listening to us all the way from Dallas, Texas in USA. Thank you for tuning on the Born to Lead Show. So lastly, what we can say when it comes to the five things that we can do towards our well-being when it comes to mental health is lastly be active. You know, say be an active person. So step outside. When was the last time you went for a bike ride? When was the last time that you went for a walk? When was the last time that, you know, you went out, you know, for fresh air? So these are some of the things that you could do to make you very active. You could try playing a game or dancing with young ones. Check out your garden, you know, do some backyard gardening, you know, pulling some weeds and planting something new can help you work up your sweat. So exercising makes you feel good, and it's true, you know, that's a fact. Discover your physical activity that you enjoy and one that suits your level of mobility and fitness as well, so you don't have to go and work out and, you know, get broken when you know your level of fitness. So you need to know yourself, you know, to be able to do certain tasks that will help you to just keep fit and be active. Okay, so don't overdo it. So do what you can, enjoy what you do, make it fun, and be active and move your mood. And there are some basic things that we can do when it comes to being active, you know, helping us for us to be mentally active, physically fit, and as well as, you know, be able to enjoy ourselves, you know, as a human being, you know. Bring activity into the everyday. Okay, so use the stairs instead of the lift, which sometimes at work, that's what I do. So you go for a walk, you come back, instead of using the lift to the fourth floor or wherever you are, you know, you can use the staircase. You know, walk to the college to talk with them instead of phoning them or probably driving. And this is what we do a lot, especially in the developed country. Your friend lives about 5 minutes away, you drive. Where it takes you about maybe 10 minutes to walk, you know, you drive there. You know, about 2-3 minutes drive, which could take you 5-10 minutes walk. So these are some of the things, the little things that we can do, you know, to make us more active. Get off the bus and stop earlier than you stop. So maybe one stop earlier and then you walk to your destination, you know, which might take maybe a kilometer or two to get there. Try have a good day with local sports groups, and then as well as look out for what is on offer as often. Free equipment or tuition is provided. Take advantage of some of these discounts, you know, and some free stuff that are available, you know, to help you to be an active person. Take a family walk after dinner, you know, or a longer one on the weekend. You know, let family members take turns to choose where to go. You know, so whatever you do, try and make it fun. Don't make it seem so serious. So more like an, you know, structured activity where it's like you got to relax. Make it relax. Make it interesting. Make it fun so that people can enjoy doing it instead of just making it something very strict and it's like things to do, activity where, you know, it's very serious business. You know, try and relax and make it fun. Hold a family dance off with different members, picking the music, you know, organize or participate in walking tours and or of local places of interest in your community, in the suburb. Participate in a fun walk, you know, to raise money for a charity. Encourage senior students to put up a top town style event for junior school, you know, and all that. So try something new. Go swimming or water walking groups at your local pool. Join a sports club to be active and meet people at the same time. So all these avenues, all these things, let me say, create avenues to meet people, to connect with people, to be able to learn. So all these things create avenues for all the other four that we've talked about. You know, being able to connect with other people, learn, you know, and be able to interact. So and be closer to nature. So these things, what they are more like interlinked. So you have to be able to open yourself up for new things, you know, which will help you to be a better person, or for you to be mentally, you know, active. Find out the most popular sport among your colleagues and then organize a match or tournament for that. So these are some of the things, you know, that you could do to help you to be better or be mentally active, as well as be able to be in a position to enjoy yourself, relax, and have fun when it comes to some of these things. So that those are the five things I would say that, you know, will ways for well-being. So five ways to well-being in nature. That is to give, connect, learn, be active, and take notice. So so that brings us to the end of today's session when it comes to sharing something on the Born to Lead Show. So it's a mental health week. So for the next 5 minutes, we're going to open the lines. So for people who want to maybe share a story or say something, you feel free to call in. And this is for Aucklanders and New Zealanders. So that is 09-815-8100. So 09-815-8100. So feel free to call in and then maybe share a story or maybe recommend a better solution to some of these issues that we are facing as a nation. That four years in a row, the number of people who have taken their lives in suicide keeps increasing. So what can we do as a nation to address this situation? Thank you. All right, so if you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show, coming to you live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And we just talked about mental health. Five ways to well-being in nature. That is, reach out to connect, give back to the community or to the people around you, or to society. Keep learning, be an active person, and take notice. For those who have tuned in to the Born to Lead Show and those listening to our live on Facebook, thank you all and have a wonderful and awesome day. So the line is 815-8100. If you have any contribution to make, this is the time for the next 5 minutes. Thank you. Stay tuned. Don't go away. We'll be right back. So if you just tune in, you are listening to the Born to Lead Show. We comes to you every Saturday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. New Zealand time. Live from the studios of Planet FM 104.6. And whatever you are doing, I hope you are taking care of yourself. It is Mental Health Awareness Week. And before we close, probably we're going to give you some few contact details for you to call in if you need any help when it comes to mental health. These are the national lines when you can talk. If you need to talk or free call or text, 1737. If you are in New Zealand and you need help when it comes to mental health, you can text 1737 anytime for support for a trained counselor to help you out. So this is 24/7 line. So you can also call Lifeline on 0800-543-354. 0800-543-354 or text 4357. You can also call the Suicide Crisis Helpline 0508286865. Or you can call the Healthline 0800-611-116 or the Samaritans on 0800-726-666. So those are the lines that you can call to get help.